Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. We're ready to talk some TV, movies, and, of course, have some fun along the way, because otherwise, what's the point? We had a couple weeks delay. Unfortunately, our technical producer, who I'll say right now, you should never take any kind of real estate advice, given the fact that his house has been a disaster. But he's back. He's back with us here. Of course, that is the one and only, the man beast himself, Mr. Mike Rhodes. What's going on, big guy?
I'm doing good, man. You know, other than my freaking internet was out for a week.
Apparently.
Tethering my business off of my freaking cell phone.
Well, it's good to have you back. Yes. Back and better than ever. We're back. The show's back on. We're back on. Lots to talk about. Woo-hoo. But of course, let me first introduce our other co-host who usually comes live from Houston. But today he's traveling due to business and he's somewhere in Indiana. No wrong with that, Mr. Chewy himself.
Are you really in Indiana, bro?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am. Terre Haute, Indiana.
Hey, you know what Terre Haute is? Indiana State University, Larry Bird, baby.
I thought it was Rose Holdman Institute also, or something. Or whatever.
That's actually known for something.
The Sycamores, baby.
Wow, he's in the middle of nowhere. Good Lord. Wow.
IUPUI, whatever, right?
Yeah. It's still better than Cleveland.
Cleveland sucks.
Cleveland is terrible. God.
Well, more nowadays than ever since Mr. LeBron left town. And good night.
Do we even want to comment on that? The Lakers debacle.
Whatever. I mean,
where's the Spaniard to defend his Lakers moves?
The Spaniard. He's out taking a shower now. I don't know what he's doing.
We
love the Spaniard. We still want the Spaniard back here.
Want the Spaniard back. We should bring him back next week.
He's always welcome back. George, you out there? You're always welcome back.
George, call me.
We'll throw it out there. We're fresh off. Obviously, we're still, recovered from the World Cup, obviously. No Latin team. No Latin team is left, unfortunately. Apparently, the bias against the Latin community goes beyond the Hollywood.
Yeah, for real.
That being said, of course, still waiting for this Latin superhero, of course. And on that note, leads us right into Ant-Man, which, you know, Marvel doesn't give us a Latin superhero, but they do give us a Michael Pena.
Oh, yes. Who's not a superhero?
As close as we're going to get. That's as close as we're going to get, apparently, and we'll have to live with it. Of course, Ant-Man, the big release in July 4th weekend, I just passed. I assume gentlemen and fine gentlemen have seen said movie.
See.
Affirmative.
All right, let's talk a little bit about it, since that was a big release this time of year, and it's Marvel, I guess, three times the charm, the last Marvel movie for this year. So real quick, overall, we'll start with Chewie. You know, what were your thoughts about Mr. Ant-Man and Miss Wasp?
Highly entertaining, funny, another hit for Marvel as far as I see it.
Okay, Mike, do you concur?
I concur with the it had the funnies. The movie had the funnies. It brought the funny. I laughed a couple of times, which doesn't happen to me too much at the movies.
Okay.
Wow, a couple of times? Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, like four,
hold
four
back,
or five
man.
Times.
Hold back those laughter, man.
No, dude. It wasn't that funny, bro.
Michael Peña was good for at least four laughs.
Yeah, no, Michael Peña was very
least,
good.
At least, man.
No, I'm a fan of his. I thought he was very good.
That was great.
Personally, if I was looking at it on a 5-star, I'd probably give it 3.2 or something like that.
That's fair. I mean, yeah, it's fair. I liked it. It was like it's very entertaining. It was funny.
It was fun.
It was just different because it was such, and it's by
a
design.
Departure
it's a very low,
right?
Yeah, it's a very low scale. I mean, we got recently Thor Ragnarok, which is really good. Right. Black Panther worked really well. Infinity Wars, and now Ant-Man's kind of like the bottom of the barrel, I guess.
It was just okay. It wasn't horrible. It was a good movie. It was a fun movie.
It was as good as the first. Right. I don't think it was as good as the first, personally. Marvel went back.
Thought it was a little better than the first.
No, I saw the first recently to catch up. My girlfriend, she hadn't seen in a while, so she wanted to see it. So, and then I was like, okay, because I've seen that man twice. I saw it in the screening, and I went to watch it with her. So I was able to compare it pretty closely together, a couple of days apart. And I feel so the first a little better. It had a better story. Because this one, I think the big issue with this one is the villains, or lack thereof, again. Right. Marvel doing, you know, going, reverting back to what it normally did. Vintage Marvel, if you will, just...
Vintage MCU.
Yeah, MCU, yeah. You know, okay, they gave us two half-villains, I guess, and we're better off just picking one out of the two. Because I love Walter Goggins. He's great, and I wish
Ghost.
He would have been... And Ghost was fine. I think if they would have given us just one and fleshed that out, it would have been a much better movie. But
I agree.
But whatever, it was fine. It was funny. I mean, Ant-Man is not made. For, it's not a huge Marvel movie, MCU movie. It's for fun. It's entertaining. It's a good palate cleanser, if you will.
It's a good way to get. It's kind of a good way to get you from point A to point B.
Exactly. I mean, and yeah, Michael Payne. I mean, dude, that scene with the true serum was
hilarious.
It was classic. It was just amazing. It was fantastic. I mean, he steals the show. He's great, and I'm sure we'll be back in the next one. But what do you guys think about the credit scene, the mid-credit scene, which is really the only, because the last credit scene is garbage.
Doesn't that kind of put you into the thing now that Ant-Man is kind of stuck in quantum space, which I could touch on that a little bit. I wasn't happy. Could we spoilerize? Did I screw that up?
No, it's fine. It's the end credit, spoiler alert, whatever. It's fine. It's the end credit scene. It's not a big deal. We're not spoiling the movie itself. It's really a separate scene from the movie, so it's fine. But if you guys haven't seen it yet, spoiler alert, we're talking about the credits. So go ahead, Mike.
Okay, no, sorry. My issue with Quantum Space and the movie, to me, it was kind of like a second separate part of the movie, honestly. I felt like that was removed from the rest of the movie. I liked the Quantum Space stuff by itself, and I liked the live-action stuff itself. But when you mix the two together, I didn't think it made it as good of a movie. But it was still interesting, and like I said, I you know, the mid-credit scene was, I felt like it was good because it kind of puts you right into the timeline of where Infinity Wars was, because that was kind of a quandary a little bit to know what was going on.
I agree, and you're right, put us back into, okay, this war, it took a little break of Ant-Man, now we're back to our regular schedule programming, if you will, back right exactly where Infinity Wars ended off, with, you know, half the people, you know, vanishing, whatever the case is, so that was cool. I mean,
three quarters of them in that one, right? I mean,
yeah, no, we lost, you know, Pym, the Wasp, and Janet, his mom's name, right? Am I saying that?
Yeah, Janet.
And we wouldn't get much of her, apparently, now she's gone again. So obviously I believe Ant-Man has a prominent role in the next Avengers Infinity Wars, if I'm not mistaken.
So yeah, I think him and who's the other guy? Arrow?
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, Arrow. Thank you. Yeah,
Hawkeye.
Yeah, they'll come back when Spider-Man.
Robin Hood, dude, that's who it is.
He's a man in tights.
Man in tights! Awesome Mel Brooks,
How does he get out of here? Cause I'm thinking about it. How does he get out of the? Because obviously, people who know he's in there are gone. So if he's gonna have a big role in the next one, who knows he's in there? And how does he get out?
Right.
That's a good question. I guess we'll find out next year.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I'm like, okay, well, I don't think Captain Marvel ties into that. I mean, I don't know much about it.
Right. So I don't know. Maybe this has something to do with Thanos somehow. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of fan theories now circling on the internet about it.
I did notice, and this is point out in the mind that I guess in that same credit scene where he's about to go in there and Jan is giving him the warnings, hey, don't do this or be careful about that, whatever. And she mentions, oh, be careful with the time warp, so time something, whatever the case is. So we're thinking like, okay, so maybe he enters one of these time things and go reverse back
that way.
Time.
Right.
He gets out and he's at a different time. That's how he's able to. I don't know if that.
But
that
he sense. Has no idea what's happened. So that's another thing.
Something he can just pop out somewhere and okay, he's just at a different time. Who knows?
Where is everybody? Nobody's here.
Exactly. So it's kind of cool that was a really cool tie-in. That was really well done and all that. Anybody who hasn't seen Ant-Man yet, just see that. Don't stick around for the last one. That was a waste of 10 minutes of my life.
I know. I was waiting, and I was like, "That's it." I was like, "God damn it!"
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh god."
5 minutes, I'm not getting back.
And I have to do it twice because the second time, her friends.
Why?
Like, just see the first one, the second one sucked. No, you want to see? I'm like, oh fuck.
Oh, god,
whatever. And they're like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, no shit, I'm right. Thank you. Fudge.
That's what
would
you
lie
get.
About
you don't
that.
Listen to the real mentor, dude.
Right.
That's what you get.
Saying,
man.
To take the advice.
He's trying to be a real mentor, and it just didn't work.
You know, hey, you can lead a horse to water. You know what I mean? What are you gonna do?
Same.
But you know, so we'll see. Obviously, we got Captain Marvel next year, so Marvel will pick things up again. So we could take a break from Marvel for about 6 months, at least until the next trailers come out. which I'm sure will be 2 or 3 months from now, I'm guessing.
Something like that.
But obviously, but given that it's July 4th, well, it was July 4th, and that's a big release, I can't do the question of the week having to do with July 4th. So I figured I'm going to do a quick game of a gun to your head. We're doing two of them. One, I picked out the best July 4th releases of all time. This is in terms of movie and money gross and all that, okay? Not they all may not be the best picture release, but just with money and considering the box office and how good the quality of the movie. So the first three, so I picked the three. So I think it's going to really come down to two. But gun to your head, Mike, you have to choose one of these three. The other two have to disappear. Like Thanos snapping his fingers, they're gone. So we got, these are the three best ones I got.
Okay.
The first Men in Black, Terminator 2, or Back to the Future.
Okay, so the only one to stay?
Only one to stay.
Oh, geez, that's good. Okay, knowing what I know now, it's going to be Back to the Future.
Okay.
If it would have been 10 years ago, it would have been easy for me to pick Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
And that's fair, and I think I would agree with Back to the Future. I think that's, I love T2, but I think Back to the Future is
it's a better movie.
It's a better movie. In the
scheme of things and how things have held up. Because a lot of that CGI that they did that was so wonderful when it first started is just okay now and not great.
No, that's fair. That's fair. Chewy, out of the three?
I'm going T2, man. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? I love Back to the Future.
I just don't think it's as good. If you look at what's happened since then, they really haven't done.
Since then, T2 stands by itself as one of the T2's top action movies of all time.
I agree.
I mean,
it's just.
I think Aliens is better than T2.
Now,
it's tough. Hold on, Troy, you're breaking up for a second.
Because all the other ones have been shit since then, so it even stands up even higher.
It's tough.
Yeah, no, it's your Wi-Fi, Chewy.
Yeah, you're going in and out. Can you hear us, Chewy?
Chewy's been attacked by ghosts.
While Chewy logs back out and all that, Mike, I think you're right. I think Back to the Future is...
It's a better quality movie.
It's a better movie. You know, it's a better adventure.
Right.
It's more family friendly.
No, it's also so well composed and well written. I mean, even if there was never those two shitty sequels, 2 was okay. 3 was god awful.
No, I like 3 better than 2.
Do you really?
I thought 3 was better. Yeah.
I just don't think either one of them is anywhere near as good as the first one.
Oh, no. One
it's just written so well, and it's such. It takes you, and you can still watch it today, and it's. It really is a timeless movie, I think, anyway.
It's a close... No, it's not perfect, but
it's
close.
You get your damn hands off her.
It is fantastic. I mean, that movie, you're right, it's timely. And I love T2. I love T2. And
it's a great movie, but I don't think it's as well-written, dude.
No, you're right. And it's not an easy choice.
It's not. But just see how fast I came up with my decision, just because Back to the Future is that good.
No, it is, and I really hope
the cast too, dude. The cast,
really? Leah Thompson? Is Leah Thompson? Is it?
Dude, the guy that plays Biff is freaking amazing.
He's great. Christopher Lloyd is fantastic. Right. You know, Doc Brown, of course. This is heavy. It's a great movie, and you're right. The sequels don't ruin it. And I really hope they don't remake this one.
What's the name of the cat that plays his dad? That guy is such a weirdo.
Which one? Who plays...
The guy that plays Marty's dad.
Oh, boy.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I know exactly. Oh, now,
he's so weird, man.
Oh, my God. What's
his
name?
He's the one that karate kicked David Letterman.
I got his... I'll look it up now.
Too bad George isn't here, because George would have looked that shit up in a heartbeat. I just don't have time for it.
George McFly.
What a great movie. You know, like I said, it was just a great... Leah Thompson in that movie.
Crispin Glover.
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
He did a movie... Party. He did another movie where he played like a weird... Kind of a weird dude that lived on the river or something.
Dude, and that's every movie. He's a weird dude.
I think the name of the movie is called River's Edge or something. But it's... He's so good in that movie, dude. And he's just so... Back to the Future is so good. There's just no way.
It's classic. It's such a
There's
classic.
Just so many little things in there, and the thing with his kid, his brother and sister disappearing from the Polaroid, and there's just so much cool circular
music.
Shit. And when he comes back, his whole world has changed. His dad is not a loser, and Biff is a loser. And it's
hello.
Spoiler alert, by the way. No, it's just such a good movie, dude. That's Zemeckis, and Zemeckis has done that. That one of Gump, I think, are as close to perfect movies as you can get.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. Back to the Future is the closest perfect as you can get, particularly in the realm of adventure, fantasy, yes. Whatever you want to call it, comedy. It's all of it. It's a great fun. And that's a movie where I can't see anybody not liking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they don't love
it. There's really nobody that you meet on the street that says, you know, that Back to the Future, I really didn't like it.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that.
Yeah. I don't think nobody can.
Yeah, but T2, if you said that, there'd probably be some girls that would be like, eh, you know, it's a bit intense for me, you know.
No, I agree. I think Back to the Future hits awful quadrants more than T2 does. T2's more, that's obviously a hardcore sci-fi action movie. Back to the Future is an adventure, it's a family film. It can be a family film. You know, I've seen it with my girlfriend's daughter. She really liked it, and she hadn't seen it before. So it was the first experience with that.
That's great.
It was about like 3 or 4 months ago. She had finally saw it. She even liked the sequels, but she's young, so I'll forgive her.
There's other movies. There's other movies like that though that you really kind of got to get your kids to see. That are just classic movies of that like comedy, a lot of comedy type 80s movies.
I mean, it's funny because you mentioned that. We just saw, I think 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we sat down, we saw Karate Kid, the original.
Yeah.
And I'm actually surprised how much it held up. I was worried, I'm like, I don't think she's going to like this movie. And she liked it. She was locked in. I was like, okay, this movie's actually pretty good. I forgot how good Karate Kid is, man. You know, we make fun of it.
It is cheesy, but it's a fun movie, and kids still like it now.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to, I think it was Chewy told me to watch Cobra Kai, but it's really good, man. I mean,
I heard it is. I heard
it is.
It is
really good. I can't understand a word he said.
Chewy, you're sounding really bad, dude. Yeah, technical difficulties.
And he makes fun of me.
I know. Is Chewy in your basement, dude? Is that what it is?
This is Florida, bro. No basements.
I didn't buy this hotel, okay?
Yeah,
I'm just renting the room for the night.
Chewy's in Mike's basement, and Mike's like, hey, put the lotion in the basket.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Lord.
We've been talking classic movies, too.
Now, let's hit the flip side of this coin. I'm going to put a gun to your head. I'm going to give you the worst July 4th releases of all time. And you got to pick one. So I'll give you three choices. These are the three. And there was a lot of shit, but this is as bad as it gets.
What's Skyscraper on that list?
It will be eventually. but these movies are worse. So now we got Judge Dredd.
The Stallone one, right?
Yeah, Stallone one. We got The Lone Ranger.
Oh, jeez.
Johnny Depp. Or any other Will Smith movie that's not Men in Black, i.e. Men in Black 2, Independence Day, Wild Wild West, Hancock.
Wait. Those movies were released on July 4th?
Yeah, all July 4th.
That's so weird.
Will Smith was a July 4th king. After Independence Day, all those movies came out July 4th. So, Mike. Dread Ranger or Will Smith? Which ones do you have to keep in your collection?
As much as I don't like Will Smith, Judge Dredd is just a terrible fucking movie.
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
Dredd's an excellent movie.
Dredd's a whole new different kind of movie.
Yeah, okay. Making sure.
Dredd is an excellent movie.
So which is the worst? You're saying Dredd is the worst?
Judge Dredd, yeah. Absolutely.
Chewy? if Chewie's there, I guess maybe he's not there. Okay, so
can
wait,
I do my Chewie impression?
Chewie's doing
really
his best.
I like those movies. I paid to see them all. The movies.
Hello.
Oh, he's back. I thought he was doing his Marcel impression.
No, dude, I'm right here, man. I said, can I take the bullet?
No bullet, dude. No bullet.
Oh, okay. It's not that game. Sorry.
No bullet.
I lost track. Gee, man. I guess, oh, God. I guess I'll take Will Smith, man.
Really?
So you're taking Will Smith to watch, or
which Will Smith movie?
Well, as opposed to watching Judge Dredd or The Lone Ranger.
Wild Wild West. Yeah, it's got to be Wild Wild West. Is After Earth a July 4th release too, dude?
No,
I don't think so. Man, that was the summer, but I don't know if it was July 4th.
Wild Wild West is terrible.
If I'm keeping one, dude, oh god, this is bad.
Oh, wait, you said the worst, not keeping one, dude.
The worst for me personally is Wild Wild West out of this list.
Ooh. Agreed.
Easily. I mean, Independence Day is not too far behind.
Worse than Wild Wild West, bro.
I'd rather watch Judge Dredd. I mean, it's against the law. I hope the law. I don't know what I put. It's just cheesy and stupid, but there's nothing of Wild West that's redeemable. Nothing in that movie, dude. With the exception of Salma Hayek, and she's
okay. I was about to say.
Yeah, but whatever. I mean, I'll take it back. But whatever. Eye candy doesn't always count, but be that as it may. That's definitely the word. Man, Will Smith really sucks. He's almost ruined July 4th, for Christ's sake. So let's move on. And speaking of suck, this is good on to the what the fudge. So I got a personal message. Not that he's ever going to hear this, but what the hell, you never know. Mr. Gary Oldman, one of the great actors or ongoing today, a recent Oscar winner. Solidifying how good this guy, he's been in so many good movies, of course, great
that
dating back.
He should have won an Oscar for makeup, and that's it.
Well, I'll give you that. But acting was phenomenal, of course, in The Darkest Hour. And we've seen him in tons of stuff, of course, ever since, True Romance and The Professional and so forth. So apparently Netflix released a movie called Tao.
Oh, God.
And starring. I was like, let me watch this. It has Gary Oldman, right? Okay, whatever.
Well, the voice of Gary Oldman, right?
The voice. He does the voice. So basically, yeah. This is a movie with a guy who creates artificial intelligence or whatever. And in this house, he's got something called Tao, which is artificial intelligence voiced by Gary Oldman. And he controls basically the temperature. And
The
Oscar-winning Gary Oldman. And basically, he's a glorified Alexa. This is what Gary Oldman is. This is what he reduced to. Gary, Mr. Oldman, what are you doing, dude? You're better than this, dude. Really? You won an Oscar, you're Alexa.
He's like, everybody has to eat, dude.
He's eating your car. Just fine.
He needs to pay, make a house payment.
He went to the Nicolas Cage School of take whatever movie they send me, because he's been in some stink bombs, dude.
He has, but he just won an Oscar. You don't need to do
that. He's not a celebrated actor.
He's not. But he's known as, everyone agrees, no one says he's not a great actor. He's a great actor.
Hopper was a great actor, too.
He's an actor's actor. He's the one people talk about that he's great. Yeah, he doesn't pick the best movies. I agree with you. But, dude, Netflix, Tao, really? Alexa? This is what he is. He's Alexa. And that movie's terrible. It's awful movie. It's so bad.
I'm
so disappointed. Oh, dude, don't even watch it. Don't even watch the trailer. It's horrific. Now, that being said, I'm thinking to myself, okay, fine. So Gary Oldman, he went the Alexa route. Can anybody think of an actor? I don't want to hear Owen's voice telling me the weather or dinner's ready. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear it. Is there anybody in Hollywood?
What's the weather like today, please?
Nah, give me someone better. Who do you want to see?
Fade to partly cloudy.
If he had Alexa and he had a Hollywood voice, who would you put as Alexa? Who's your choice?
Who, me?
The Alexa voice?
I got one.
Okay.
Mine's easy. Well, go ahead, Mike.
Mine is a guy that used to be on 24 that was a president. He's the black guy that does the
Serrano.
Serrano from That's right.
Isn't he the insurance guy?
I don't even know that guy's name.
He was the Allstate guy.
He's got a great voice, dude.
That's good. I like that. Okay.
The other one would be. Go ahead. I'll let you. I don't want to step.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
No. I would say the other one would be James Earl Jones.
Okay.
He'd be like, this is your wife coming home from work.
If he did it as the Darth Vader breathing, then I'll be. Chewie, what do you got? Do you have anybody?
Oh man!
And I kind of put you on the spot, but what the hell?
Yeah. One voice. one of the actors. It was the Luke Cage's father. Father. On the recent this season, Luke Cage, that guy who just passed away.
Yes.
Great voice, man. Great voice. I can't remember his name. I have to look it up. Voice for.
But yeah, he passed away in February. You know, obviously.
Yes.
He finished Luke Cage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Agree. I like that. I had Samuel Jackson. Though.
Oh my God! Yes, I mean, man.
You get home, or you get up in the morning.
It's sunny, motherfucker.
Hey, Sam, what's the weather like? Shit, man, you better stick ahead of the motherfucking window.
I know, I know weather, man.
What time is it? You got a goddamn watch? No, that's awesome. No, that. Give me towel with Sam Jackson. I'm watching that movie, dude, twice.
That's funny.
But either way, let's move on.
Says bad motherfucker.
That'd be amazing. Sandwich. Oh my God, we're cutting it off. I'll be like 8 Alexis for each room and shit. Echoes. Hey. But let's move on. Actually, I got an interesting piece of news here. Because I know, Chewie, you're going to go to Comic-Con in a week or so.
1 week away.
Well, the geekiness, the geek center of the universe. East for
Game of Thrones. How you doing there this year?
No Game of Thrones. No HBO.
No Marvel.
No Marvel movies, but there is TV and animation and
this is quickly becoming the Tao of Comic Cons, dude.
What do you have, dude?
Yeah, Gary Oldman narrating something. I mean, okay.
Now we're gonna see. But
hey, you know what they got? They got the Breaking Bad reunion is what they got, dude. Now you pay money to see that.
I'll give you that. And
okay. And Better Call Saul back this year, so I don't want to hear who's there, who's not there.
I'm just saying. Okay. They're there, fine, but this is not the big hitters. I'm just saying that's all. But I'm sure Chewie would give us all the goodness in a couple weeks when he comes back and all that. But I did read something that I saw was actually kind of interesting. Apparently, Taco Bell is going to be represented there.
Yes.
Demolition Man, they're recreating a pop-up stand
or a restaurant one of the nights there in honor of the 20 or whatever, how many years of Demolition Man, 30 years, however long it's been.
I still haven't figured out the seashells, by the way.
I can't figure out the seashells. But dude,
I don't want to know about the seashells.
Talk about Demolition Man, that's genius, dude. I love it. I really, Chewie, you gotta go. You got
genius marketing.
You gotta take marketing.
I love Demolition.
I'm gonna take pictures. I'm gonna post pictures on all the pages and maybe take some live video.
That movie is a good movie.
If I'm there Saturday afternoon after the Aquaman trailer, they come out to the DC booth and do it like did it last time, I'll be there at the phone live streaming it so you guys can see it.
There you go. But you gotta go Taco Bell, dude. You can't leave out going to Taco Bell restaurant. You gotta see that, dude.
There's lots of stuff to do, but I'll try to hit up Taco Bell.
So freaking terrible.
So what happened?
I said the food at Taco Bell is so terrible.
It's awesome.
Terrible.
It's amazing at 2 a.m, dude. It really is.
Don't even complain. Don't even bitch about that.
Like Taco Bell at two a.m. is like Back to the Future. You can't talk bad about it, dude. You can't. It's impossible. Now, if it's Taco Bell at 3 p.m, now you're looking at Wild Wild West. That's Will Smith. You know, that's the time he eats a Taco Bell. You know, that's Gary Oldman Tao orders Taco Bell at 3 o'clock. Sam Jackson orders it at 2 a.m. like the rest of us, goddammit. So let's get some movie news here. We got some movie Tinder. And we got a couple one big news that dropped, of course. We all heard about this last night. And let me not say that because I'm not sure how I'm swiping. But we'll start with Chewie. So we got movie Tinder swapping left to right. We got Lando Calrissian returning, episode 9, of course. What do you think, Chewie? Are we right this one? You don't seem too excited.
No, I'm swapping, dude. It's Lando, dude. I'm swapping right all the way, man. It's Mr. Colt 45.
He's back, of course. Mr. Billy Dee Williams.
Which is funny. You mentioned that. I think a couple of days ago, I was just flipping channels on Comedy Central. They still show Scrubs, comedy from the 90s.
Yes.
Or early 2000s, whenever it was. Yeah. But it was the one episode where Billy Dee Williams comes out. Lando!
That was awesome. He was still kind of young looking. He looks kind of beat up now, but then a lot of movie magic.
Well, CGI, a little makeup.
But Mike, you're 80. You don't look that bad. So you swipe right. You don't mind that. You think that's fine. It's all good.
I don't. I mean, chill, man. We've had Luke. We've had Leia. We've had, you know, now dead Han Solo. Bring back Lando and kill him off and get rid of all the guys. Be done with it.
Mike, are you and Bo? Are you going right as well?
Of course, I'm going right because it's Star Wars.
Of course. Okay.
I'm going to tell you this. I saw The Last Jedi.
Star Wars apology this week.
Just as kind of a. I don't know. I just said, let me make sure this wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And it was still bad. So,
Mike hating as usual. The real Mike has come back.
we'll agree to disagree.
I think I'm going to go left here, man.
Okay.
This is my deal. Listen, I love Lando. Yes, I get it. I get all that. But it just seems that we just talked about this word Star Wars, the minds of Star Wars, whoever is making these decisions or whatever the case is. They're just preying on this nostalgia over and over again. It's like this wasn't a planned thing. I think they just threw in Lando because, you know, Leia's not there.
A little cameo or something.
We got Han Solo's dead. Who else can we bring back? Well, who else is missing? Well, Lando. And I just don't know. I mean, we talk about you want to see new stuff, right? Isn't that what you said? You want to see new stuff?
Absolutely, man.
All right. So then why are we going back to this old stuff again? I mean,
I don't know how they're bringing the story. You
guys are both agreeing for the wrong reasons.
As far as what?
No, I looked at, dude. Bringing Lando back is a great idea. I just think
it's not a Lando movie. He just has a part in the movie. That's all.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I have to see what kind of, if he's a big role, if it's a small role. I'm sure it's more than just a cameo. I would assume that.
Probably.
Maybe he's going to show up and take over for Leia, who died between episode 8 and episode 9.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was thinking. I was going with that. I think, yeah, you're right. I think he is going to take
Which is
take
shitty, her, with take, lazy-ass writing, but that's all good.
But that's what I'm saying. But whatever. So, it's too soon to truly comment on that.
International ruffian and scoundrel, okay? he's not going to run a republic.
Well, he can change.
Yeah.
Do we not remember Rocky IV, dude?
That's
true. Sure that?
I can change. We all can change. I mean, come on. Lando can change, dude.
It's been 30 years.
Next one here. We have apparently greenlit starring one of the guys from Black Panther. I forget his name. But they are apparently in the works of making a Kimbo Slice biopic.
That's the... You know who that is? That's the...
Kimbo Slice biopic?
Yes.
That's the guy that played the man ape.
Why?
Well, so Chewie, you're going left already. I agree. I'm going way left here.
This is Kimbo Muhammad Slice. Ali. It's Kimbo Slice, man.
Who's Kimbo Slice?
Yeah, okay. Let's give him props. The greatest street fighter of all time. But, I mean, put him in a ring and what was he? Mediocre?
Got destroyed, dude.
At best?
At best.
Maybe that's being generous?
You're being generous. I don't want to throw
dirt on a guy. I mean, Jesus, he's 6 feet under, man. But listen, you know.
Well, I mean, he's not going to hear anyway, so it's fine. And he is the Will Smith, July 4th version of an MMA fighter. It's just not good. It's not good. It's garbage. And, I mean, do we really need a Kimbo? Who the hell is Kimbo Slice? He had 50 minutes of fame. Really? All the people out there. Kimbo
20
Slice.
Minutes. Yeah, 20 minutes.
It's funny because, like,
25
you know,
thinking, minutes.
I'm thinking, well, you know, I yesterday I was like, let me check, let me read up on him. Maybe he had a hard story, maybe something, a compelling story to tell. Yeah, maybe it's fine, it's fair. So he grew up, he suffered, he lost his, I guess he was homeless due to Hurricane Andrew. Yeah, get in line, buddy. A million people were, no big deal. And then he ends up going to high school, plays football, goes to UM. I'm waiting for the hardship to kick in here, you know, and he ends up, I felt what kind of job he get. They didn't want to do it, ends up being a valet, quote-unquote, driver for this Reality Kings. We do, like, a porn thing, whatever. Right. And then he started fighting. Okay, great. I mean, that's it? This is the great, compelling story.
Right,
Kimbo
he was doing
Slice.
Bum fights.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And they had these backyard fighting things that they...
Yeah, I say, he's a street fighter, but that was it, man. I mean...
Yeah, he's fighting a bunch of scrubs on the street, and he beat him up fine. I mean, he's a big guy.
He
tried out for the Dolphins too, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Mike, you may know that more than I do, but did. I believe he did. So this guy, he was an athlete, you know, there's no question. So he's not like some guy off the street just fighting people.
An athlete. The whole thing is fake. That's the thing.
He's not the man based trying to get into the octagon, man.
Clearly not.
I don't want to get in the octagon. I do like MMA, but no thanks. Speaking of that, did you guys see the Brock Lesnar Daniel Cormier back and forth Saturday night?
I heard, but I didn't see it. Is Lesnar back doing
MMA? I guess they're
not officially.
I guess okay. Vince gave him a couple of months off to train and get ready for another show, but he came in and pushed Daniel Cormier and started using some not safe for work language in the ring against him. It was that fight between Cormier and Miocic was terrible. So
I heard it was. Yeah,
at least it made things a little more interesting.
It's safe to say we're not going to get a Brock Lesnar movie anytime soon. So.
No.
Yeah.
if he talks, he's going to be up here somewhere.
Oh God. So next one we have here.
It's just a remake, like for somebody not to change the subject, to keep it on the same subject.
But it really is.
It's just funny to me because the guy gets in the ring. He's like, "I'm gonna kick your ass, motherfucker," and it's like, "Come on, man! You know, at least lower your like an octave or something."
He loves his Mickey Mouse. What can I tell you?
Oh no, it's okay. Just killed the mood.
That was brought to you by Left Fear Productions.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, next time you're in Vegas, go say that to Mike Tyson, see what happens.
All right, dude.
He still has it.
He still got it.
in the face. The next one here, this is an interesting one. So they're rebooting, reimagining, whatever you want to call it. Chucky, Charles. Play remake, yeah. One of the greatest comedies in the 80s, Child's Play. It's being remade. Woo! Chewie, what do we got here?
Yeah. Left like last week, dude.
Mike, I assume you're concurring with that assessment.
Absolutely, 100%.
I'm going to go right here. I'm going against the grain, dude. It's like, why not, dude?
Yeah, why not exactly?
Hey, why not?
Do you like
why?
Child's Play?
It's not why not, it's why. It's well, why.
Well, I mean, if you're going to remake something, remake it out of a shitty 80s horror movie or slash comedy. Why not, dude? I don't think you can make any worse.
Do you remember what Chucky is based, what doll Chucky is based off of?
Was it? Not Teddy Ruxpin, right?
No, there was a toy called My Buddy that was created as a doll for boys.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that shit lasted like 2 years, but they took that movie wrecked that toy's...
I could imagine
projections.
That movie is so ridiculous, and all the subsequent sequels and prequels or whatever it's been made.
Yeah, so on.
But it is for this niche audience, so I get it. I feel like I said maybe.
Just so does the Leprechaun. But do you really want to reboot of that also?
Yeah, what the hell, dude? Lord. Hey, we're getting Kimbo Slice, dude. I'd rather see that on Kimbo Slice. Right
I guess
now,
so, okay? Man.
You're going to put Kimbo Slice in the Child's Play movie.
And let's not forget, Child's Play, Chucky is coming off a stellar cameo in Ready Player One where he stole the show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's right. So, that's true. I'm just saying. So there's room for Chucky, dude. I know something.
That's a great movie, by the way.
So it is a great movie. So next one here, we got some Top Gun news. We got Miles Teller cast as Goose's son.
Interesting.
Chewy. You going right? You like this? You like this bit of news? It's a little bit much bringing this guy.
What Miles Teller? I'm a Miles Teller. Well, I mean, you're not right. I mean, what the hell? I mean,
I'm a fan
of Miles Teller.
But Goose's son, really.
I knew Mike. That's how I put this. I knew it. That's exactly what I put this on you. Mike, you're not on board with that? You're not on board with Goose's son, dude?
Listen, I'm going to watch this movie because Tom Cruise is in it. But,
well, obviously, of course.
But I'm, yeah, no. Goose's like son. That? See, that's, like where it, that's where stories take these stupid left turns, right? Because hey, we all know that
if Val Kilmer is coming back for this one, why the hell not? Bring in Cruise's son. Bring in Tom Cruise's son. What the hell?
Let me show you a reality. You know, your dad died in a plane crash as a fighter. I think he was a backseater in a fighter.
Why? Yeah, he was a backseat driver.
Weapon systems operator.
Backseat driver.
Wait. That's what it was. Who's a backseat driver?
You think
driver?
That his mother is going to let him become a fighter pilot too? Are you kidding me?
Well, see, Goose was like Kyrie Irving to LeBron. That's basically what it was.
Goose wasn't even like Kyrie Irving. Goose is like freaking not even.
Tyronn Lue, man.
He's J.R. Smith. You're right. I stand correct. He's just to Mavericks.
J.R. Smith got the ball if LeBron passed it to him.
So, I mean, I think you're right. On a
Kyrie surface, Irving would be more like Iceman.
Okay, that's fine. No, like Iceman's like Durant. Because okay. Durant wins, and he won. So I think, if we're going to compare NBA. His backseat driver could be, I don't know, Draymond Green or something, whatever. But I get where this seems lazy. Like, okay, Goose's son, okay. And this is what I understand from the movie, that they're going to use, like, this whole new the drone technology versus the human-piloted, you know, obviously planes, and I'm sure,
Cruise is going to beat them all as a 52-year-old fucking fighter pilot.
Of course, because he's Tom Cruise. I mean, which they can't do now.
Hey, and they're bringing back Michael Ironside for this movie also.
Who? Oh,
Michael Ironside?
I hope so, dude. Wait, is he Jester? No, he's not. Oh, he's Viper.
No, Viper.
Yeah. He's Viper.
Yeah, okay, Jester was the other guy. Yeah.
The other guy.
Jester's dead.
Yeah, forget his name. But I can see, look, bring back the son. I don't want to see where the son is like, oh, I hate you because your dad died in your watch. Kind of. I don't want to see that. If they're going to bring him back, make him friends or whatever, or maybe Maverick helped raise him because he felt guilty and all that good stuff, which is fine. But it'd be cool if Goose was the one behind the drone program or heading it. Because he saw his father die and he's like, he doesn't necessarily have any human casualties, yada, yada, yada. So he's running that show. And of course, you got Maverick who's, I'll say, opposing him, but it kind of is. I can see that angle, and I'm okay with that, Mike. I think that's fine. I mean, we'll see how it is.
I think it's okay, too. That's not so bad. Yeah.
Listen, at the end of the day, throwing out a volleyball scene, dude.
Go
lose that.
You want to see the bar scene, right?
And, you know, yeah, let's lose Love and Feeding one more time, and that's it. That's all I need to see, dude. That's it.
You think we'll see a full-size Kelly McGillis in this?
Oh, don't bring her back, bro. Do a CG version of her, please. Because she... Talk about someone who lost it. Wow. Oof. If you haven't seen recent photos of Kelly McGillis, it's pretty brutal. Because she was really good looking, at least at the time when the movie was made. But man, she didn't age well at all. It's pretty bad. Last one here. So officially announced, Indiana Jones got pushed back a year to 2021.
Now,
because of the...
Well, there was just delays and obviously Brooks on this play, but they got a new writer.
Well, I think it's because of script issues. It is delayed.
That's what I said. The new writer. Yeah. All right. So, and of course, ready for this, Mike?
Yeah.
Jonathan Kasdan of fame.
Oh, God.
Writing.
Yes.
Indiana Jones. Oh, Mike, you couldn't find one left.
Who's going to play Indiana Jones, by the way?
Is it Harry?
Harrison Ford again? Did you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be, I turned 76 soon or 77, I don't know, he's pretty close.
Oh.
Say it again?
I'm going to swipe way left on that shit.
Oh, hell yeah, of course, yeah, I am, big time. Julie, are you with us with that?
Nah, I'm left with you.
I'm left with the whole. Kasdan.
Julie has left the building.
Yeah, I mean, I'm left with this whole movie. I hope they don't make it, I hope they just cancel it. I don't want to see it, I really don't. I'd rather see Charles play. I really do. Dare I say, I'd rather see the Kimbo Slice biopic.
Jesus!
Listen, you want a decrepit Indiana Jones running around, or you want to see someone, a young, strong guy, kicking some ass? Fine, I'll take that. Give me Kimbo Slice. I don't want to see Jones with a cane. I don't want to see that. It just doesn't work. I think that they're pushing it back. I got a feeling that it's going to be to the point where this guy's too old. Either just don't do it, or just reboot it with someone else. You give me a whole young Indiana Jones or whatever, Chris Pratt, whoever the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, do whoever they do. Just not another.
Yes, Harrison Ford. Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's what I want to see. So we'll see. I mean, like I said, it's 2-year delay, so we'll see if that, 3-year delay.
Right, by then we'll Harrison Ford will be 80. Not.
When it comes out, he'll be close to 80. I mean, he'll be filming it if it goes through, filming when he's 77, right. Next, I guess, more or less, but we'll see. That's all the movie stuff. We got some time. There's some TV, man. A lot of stuff.
Finally. Came on, hey, man.
And we see, and then we'll start. Well, Mike, these are the ones that we finished watching. Goliath, Glow, and Luke Cage. Where are you with those, Mike?
I'm not done with Glow yet. Done with Luke Cage, done with Goliath.
Wait, you done with Luke Cage or not done?
Yes, done.
And Goliath?
Yes.
Okay, so Let's do Glow real quick. We're not getting.
What about 12 Monkeys? I'd say no.
I'm not done with that yet. I just haven't had time. I'm gonna remember I didn't have cable for a week, bro.
That's a fair point. We'll table 12 Monkeys, but Glow. I will say this. I didn't think you could top. What's the song in Jessica Jones now? I lost it. What's the song of Jessica Jones, goddammit?
No, I forgot that song. I'm going to get my head up.
I don't know that song. But either way, Glow managed to top that song. Mike, I'm not sure if you're there yet. Well, kidnapping is wrong. Find something else to do. Did you hear the song, Mike? Are you there yet?
Not yet.
He's looking it up.
Oh, my God. As brilliant as Kirk is, Kidnapping is Wrong is amazing. I was dying. Listen to that ridiculousness of that song. But fantastic. But, you know, either way, Chewy, did you like this season, Glow?
I did. All but one episode I really enjoyed this season. And, it had its moments, it had its laughter, it had its serious touch, and, you know, it had it all mixed on together, and it's a good show. It's a great show, man. It's just not a good show. It's a great show.
It really is, and it's such an easy watch, because, I mean, I binge it. It's easier to binge, because it's only 30 minutes. It's 10 episodes. Yeah. 10 episodes. Yeah. And so I wish it was longer, because that's how much I like the show. I wish it was more of it.
But there was this one episode I just couldn't stay. I had to fast forward through some of it, man. It was just
which one?
It was the one where the directed TV episode where they said let's do anything and everything. And I'm
yeah, that was a bit long. I'll give you that.
That was like okay, 5 minutes. Oh yeah, it's funny. And then after another comment, I was like, oh, okay.
I know exactly. I won't say too much because Mike's not there, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead. Well, how far did you get, Mike?
Episode 3 only. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Lord. He's got to wait. That's fine. I mean, we can get a little deeper next week, but I mean, I thought it was better than the second season.
I think it's right. I mean, I think they're right neck and neck. I mean, like I said, great. This is great. Yeah, it's close.
It's close.
Splitting hairs as far as which season was better, but
which is fair. Which is fair, yeah. Definitely. But it's well done. Marco, what's his name? He's just so damn good. They're all great. I mean, everyone's great, and you know, the little more wrestling, Mike. So Mike might enjoy that episode, Chewy. We'll have to ask him next week. I'm curious what Mike will say on that. There's an episode with it's almost like a wrestling show. That's fair to say, Chewy? Like basically, it's they're showing you one of the tapings in full, Mike. So you might actually enjoy that. Because I know you're big into wrestling and all that. Mike, you said you saw Luke Cage, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So let's talk about Luke Cage.
Okay.
Since we've all seen it. So now we'll start with Mike. Luke Cage, general thoughts.
Okay, so I thought overall season 2 was a little better than season 1.
A little better?
A little better. Okay. Not a lot better.
Okay.
Although I think it was stretched out... how do I put this? I think that the story worked. I think the story worked over the 13 episodes. I thought there was a couple throwaway stories. Do you hear that in the background, or is that
Chewy? Chewy, is that you?
It's making me nuts.
Chewy's doing his Marceau impression. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
Chewy's dying to jump. He's dying to jump in too. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm saying that I felt like it was a better series than season 1. Just because of the second, that I felt like it worked well across 13 episodes, or better across 13 episodes than the first series did. There are still some characters in the show that I don't like. I really don't like Shades. I think he's a dumbass character. I felt like Bushmaster was a better character than Diamondback.
Oh my God, by far.
But you know, but Cottonmouth still is my favorite one. Out of both series,
yeah, I agree. I think it's I don't say a little better. I thought it was way better than the first one. But again, I only like half.
I don't know about way better because the first eight episodes of Luke Cage were great.
Let him speak. You're entitled to his opinion, so he's here. We relax.
This is my dear. You're right. The first half of Luke Cage, the first season is better than what's great. But then the second half really drops it. There's no consistency there. At least this one was more consistent through the whole season. It gave us a better villain throughout the whole season. I thought Bushmaster was good. I liked him. And I like what's her face. I forget her name.
Black Mariah.
Black Mariah. That she's great. Yeah, you're right. Shades is whatever. And his storyline.
It's terrible. It's awful.
I get it. But Black Mariah was great.
He's just a really, you know what? He is like, he's like a generic white guy. You know? I just don't like him there. It's not good.
No, and I didn't buy that relationship, which is kind of, ugh. Between him and her, it didn't sit well with me. It just didn't make sense.
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I didn't get that part of it.
It's still like there's not enough backstory to even get you interested in the story. It's just like I said, I felt like that was a throwaway character,
which is fine.
I did like Bushmaster though. I have to say
he was good. I thought and he gave him a really good backstory.
Right.
Especially in the second half of that, where they really built, you learn more about them and their motivations. It made sense. Oh, okay, now this exactly kind of villain that we want to see in these stories, in these shows. And I thought that was really, really well done. It's executed well. And it almost became kind of sympathetic towards the end, because obviously you learn what he went through, what like Mariah did to him. You're like, okay, go kick her ass. At that point, okay, fine, I'm with you. You almost kind of be on his side as much as you dislike him. So that was really well done. It is. It's still like every other Marvel show. It's still too long. This needs to be 10 episodes, and I'm with you there. I think 10 episodes would have been perfect for the show. Trim some of the fat.
Yeah.
But overall, like I said, I thought it was.
It was good.
It was really good compared to just okay. The first season it became way better.
If I was gonna compare it to Jessica Jones season, okay.
If I was gonna compare it to Jessica Jones season two,
I liked it better.
I did too. I agree with you. So I'm saying, however, I thought it was
what did you think about Rand episode. Showing up?
Who?
Danny Rand.
Oh, that's right. You know what? He was actually tolerable.
Yeah, I thought he worked too. Yeah, when I first saw him, I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah, here we go. Because
it's funny because one of my daughters was watching Iron Fist season one last weekend or something. And I like walked in and I sat down through the half of episode 9 or something, and it was just so bad.
The acting is bad.
The storyline with the freaking family is so bad. It's just a bad series.
And Danny Rand's not good in it. He was a little better in Defenders, and he was better in this. I think he's progressing.
His fighting is awful, though, dude.
That's still bad, but that's because he doesn't know how to fight.
Why wouldn't they hire somebody who's... You know how many freaking karate experts are out there?
Oh, no, hell, I'm with you, man, 100%. We talked about that before. I wish they would have gotten someone who knew how to fight. But that being said...
Put on a mask and have a body double do it.
It is what it is. But hey, listen, he was better... In I think one episode and a half, he was in this second season, and it worked really well. I like that back and forth between him.
It was comfortable. He's getting comfortable. Exactly. It was a lot.
I just hope this doesn't mean we're going to get another Iron Fist series, and I'd rather somebody else.
Oh, we are. Listen. It can only go up from there, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So if they tie it up, if he acts this way in the next one, it's going to greatly improve the show. It really is, because he was not good in the first one. That was my big issue with him as a character. His performance was terrible. If he acts like this and he's comfortable in the role, okay, fine. Okay, maybe they can do something with it.
He's not trying to find himself.
I'd rather see them do one series with the villain, featuring a villain from one of the, like maybe Kingpin or Madame Gao.
I don't like Madame Gao. Well, she's fine. He's fine. I take it back.
She's fine.
She's fine. But I think we might see Kingpin in the next Daredevil. That's what I'm thinking. Hopefully. I'd like to see him come back. He should come back.
Well, what I'm saying is I'd like to see a series featuring him.
I want to see that. The villain needs to hear, vice versa. They need each other. I don't think a villain by itself works. Yeah. You need both. You need that juxtaposition between the good and the bad. That's what these shows are about. Which is like, you know, when Luke Cage lost Cottonmouth, it just wasn't the same because Diamondback was no good. So
you're right,
you need that. You need both sides of the coin. That's why this one, Bushmaster, Bushmaster worked because he was a good villain and he worked with Luke Cage. Chewie, your thoughts? Thoughts early on, but what were your, you broke up early, so what were your thoughts about Luke Cage?
And there he goes.
Chewie there? Or Chewie left? Gee. I give Chewie a chance. Chewie, stop. Wait, hold up.
He sounds like R2-D2 right now.
For real, yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay, hold on. Let's slow it down. Chewie. No, Chewie sounds like Johnny Five. Johnny Five. Input.
It's Johnny Mnemonic.
Wow. Oh, Chewie, no, dude. Stop. I think Chewie can hear us. Yeah, you gotta love these live technical difficulties. Right. We'll leave it on the air. That's how we do it here. We don't care.
That's right. We'll just keep going.
We'll keep going. The show must go on.
So anyway, my overall was that it was pretty good. And if you look at it in the grand scheme of Marvel series, I have to say the best one is Daredevil Series 1 still. Then maybe Jessica Jones. No, Punisher, then Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
Then Daredevil 2, then Defenders, Jones Series 2, then Luke Cage 2, Luke Cage 1, and Iron Fist.
I'll put Luke Cage above Defenders and Jessica Jones Season 2.
Maybe you're right. Maybe I will move Defenders back there.
Yeah, Defenders was okay.
It wasn't that good.
It wasn't great. Chewie, you're back in your sabbatical there, Chewie? Not yet?
No.
That's what happens when you go to Indiana. People out there listen to me. Indiana sucks, and it's a prime example.
They have a hamster running their Wi-Fi.
Apparently. they use like the cans with the string in between.
That's right. The tomato can and the string.
A telephone. Hello.
That's right.
Huh? Oh, Chewie's back.
Chewie there.
You fix the string on the can? Are you good? I guess not. They cut the string. Until he comes back, we'll do some Goliath talk. Mike, you said you saw it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, Goliath Season 2, this show. I'll start.
I just want to say, I'm very disappointed in the show. I have to
say. Really? Okay.
It was a good show. I thought that Billy Bob Thornton was very good. I didn't really like the show. I thought it was a totally different departure from what they did with the first season, which was excellent. I felt like this was it turned into like a Law and Order procedural, basically, to me, only told from the perspective of the defendant, or the defender, I should say.
I would say, yeah. Oh, Chewie, you're back. You fixed the string.
Finally.
Okay, there we go. So,
hold on. We'll just talk about Goliath for a sec.
Let's finish Luke Cage. I didn't get you an opportunity to chime in with Luke Cage because I haven't gotten any of your thoughts yet. Because I mean, you'd be breaking up a lot of this. Sorry. So, give us your overall thoughts about Luke Cage. What you thought? What would you rank it amongst the Marvel TV shows?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. I thought it was way better than season one by far, and I think it had better characters, better story, or more consistent. Maybe one or two episodes too long, but not as bad as Glenn with season one or even some of the other seasons of Marvel TV. Sure. I disagree with Mike wholeheartedly. I love Theo Rossi and I love Shades. Character.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
I think he probably gave us more, especially with his interaction with Comanche, which I should say, shout out to Thomas Jones, former NFL running back.
Yeah,
yes.
University of Virginia alum.
No, I loved him as a football player, too. I should have made a comment about that.
That was funny. I saw it.
But that one conversation before he shoots him, I think earlier today, talking about when they were in jail, out of jail, you know, what was in, what's out of that. I mean, like I said, I thought it was very, very good stuff, interaction between them. He's got some credit, but he's not not a professional.
How tall is Thomas Jones, by the way? Isn't he like 6'3"?
Probably. I mean, if he was NFL running back, he's got to be at least 6 foot,
he
right?
He looked better, bigger than Mike Coulter, right? I mean, I felt like he did.
I don't think so. I didn't see it that way. I don't know how big Mike Coulter is, Ian Coulter or whatever.
He's pretty tall. I think he's tall. He's over 6 foot. Thomas Jones is 5'10".
Okay, so I thought he was taller than that.
There you go.
No, I mean, running backs go 5'10". Usually it's 5'10" and 5'9".
Yeah. Eddie George, I think, is who I was thinking of, who's really tall.
That's taller, yes, agreed.
I think this season was not a... I think the way I viewed it was more a Black Mariah story than anything else, from beginning to end, as far as the villain. I mean, damn, that bitch is cold, man. Damn.
Oh, I know. No, hey.
I'm like... Damn, dude.
She was good. I mean, I liked her. She was the other villain. You're right. She's
no. I think she is the villain.
She had the biggest arc in this one. And you're right.
Season 2 Luke Cage is the Black Mariah story, you know, from beginning to end. It wasn't about Luke Cage. It was about Black Mariah.
It wasn't sucky. I mean, that's what I liked about it. Like, season 1, when the story shifted, I felt like it got shitty.
Which is my biggest complaint. And this is what I'm saying. This show, like, you're right, was more consistent from beginning to end.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Danny Rand, I mean, like I said, he was comfortable. Mm-hmm. He was. I actually enjoyed. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing him now in season 2 of Marvel Fist, because it looked like he's grown into the character. Like I said, forget the fighting aside, as a character and how he portrays it, it's like, okay, he's got it. He's picking it up. And
He made me less nervous. I would like to see, because they had a really good interaction between Luke Cage. Really good chemistry. I would love to see, like, him and Luke Cage just together in a show, as opposed to seeing
Iron Man, once Power next Man season. And the Fist. Yeah, together.
That would be really, really interesting.
Defenders for Hire, whatever it's.
Exactly. Yeah, hopefully we will get that later, but opposed to seeing Iron Fist 2, but I have to see that. Them together, that really worked for me. Really worked.
And it had some classic lines, dude. Comedy gold in there, man. With Comanche when he shoots the Hispanic guy. It's like, man, that must be some good pussy.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome, man.
The spice of the dialogue. I'll give it. Yes. Yeah,
absolutely. So, like I said, like, where it falls and with all these seasons, I don't know, but it was better than season 1 Luke Cage. And that's a good sign. You want it to build and get better.
Yeah, I agree. It was greatly improved. It's definitely worth watching.
Yeah.
And I don't think
Luke Cage, father of the actor, that's what I mentioned earlier today, who had passed away. I mean, he's like one of those classic, that guy in that thing.
The father. Yeah, the voice. Father, Luke Cage's father.
But in credits of the Yin Yang, different movies, different roles. And
it's funny because I was watching Luke Cage and like.
Wasn't he the guy in House of Cards?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, from House of Cards. That's what I remember.
He was the owner of the barbecue. Yeah.
Yes, he's that's
the rib,
right.
The rib guy. And you're right, it's funny because as I'm watching Luke Cage and I liked him as a father, he was really good. And all of a sudden, like he's not there the last three episodes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, what? And I was like, I was making huge complaints. Like, why didn't he finish that story up or go back to that or circle back?
Because she wasn't.
And yeah, and I didn't realize that at the end of Luke Cage, the show, the memoriam, you know.
He had passed away.
Right. I'm assuming he passed away as the show was filming. I'm making that assumption.
I think so. Yeah. Towards the end, yes.
Yeah. Because the last episode, three or four episodes, he's not there. I'm like, oh, man, I like that angle they took with the father. That was a good progression for Luke Cage's character. So they did a really good job. They spent enough time with everybody, just too much time. I'm with Mike with Shades. It was just unnecessary. I don't know what I wasn't feeling it for whatever reason at all.
I like Shades, man.
But it was good. It's worth watching, and I'm looking forward to Luke Cage 3, which left a much better taste in my mouth than the first one did.
That's true.
Yeah, for sure. So Goliath. I don't know if you heard Mike talking about Goliath, Chewie, or no.
No, I missed everything. But like I said, I kind of talked about it last time. So
no, right. Well, Mike, obviously.
I kind of echoed your sentiments. I felt like it was disappointing. I didn't think it was as good as I thought it was going to be. It didn't take the same kind of tact. I don't think it made the same kind of, on an artsy scale. I don't think it, stood out to me. It was just a kind of a procedural.
I would say that's the case. And I mentioned that when I watched the first two episodes, I was disappointed. You're right. It was a typical Law and Order, trial court. And I was like,
done.
Yeah, this show is more on this about that. And granted, Billy Ball's amazing. He's just a great actor.
He's a great actor.
He's great. He's fantastic in the show. But the last four episodes kind of swept me back.
Yeah, back the other way. I told you. Yeah.
It was just okay to me. It wasn't like the first season stood way the hell out to me.
The first season was more consistent, much like season 2 Luke Cage was, right? From beginning to end. This one, I thought the last four episodes were really strong. And it ended differently because the first one, you're thinking, as I'm watching the last 5 minutes of Goliath, I'm thinking, okay, where is the LSU drop here? When is he winning here? When does he get the best of, that drug dealer guy?
There is none.
And you're right, exactly. So Goliath. Wins. I guess David and Goliath, obviously, the show's about. And I like how it ended. They did something different with it, and I appreciate that. And maybe it sets it up for what the next season hopefully will bring up, dealing with that. And I think that's great. It's funny because I didn't know she's the mayor or congresswoman, whatever she is.
New mayor.
She's the mayor. Okay, so the mayor, whatever. I was watching Nacho Libre, and I was like, oh my god, that's her.
Oh shit, that's right.
Yes.
What is it, Guadalupe?
Guadalupe.
I was like, oh my god.
And Don Eladio? Breaking Bad fame? Not really. Actually, before that.
Stephen Bauer making a return to TV, you know? But I thought it was dark and it got weird at some points. It got a little weird and a little uncomfortable to some degree.
The whole amputation fetish, it was a little okay, but yeah, you know, I'm sure that's a real thing, you know.
No, that was their attempt to try to equal the craziness that was that the guy from season one. Yeah,
it just seemed odd, unnecessary. I liked how he got, you know, dismembered.
William Hurt's character from season one.
Yeah, that was a really bad way to go. And that was cool. Like I said, it got really dark. I thought the show picked up again. I got really complained those last four episodes. I think a show people have to watch, I think, personally.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But taking Amazon.
And I didn't say it sucked. I just said I felt disappointed.
Yeah. But I thought out of the three we talked about, Luke is the least out of the three.
Okay.
Like, if you choose one, I watch Luke Cage first, maybe even Glow first, and then watch, you know, the other one, then go to Goliath after the fact, in my opinion. Because Glow's really good. I know Mike, you just started, but Glow's really good. It's fun. It's a fun show.
I love the show.
Yeah,
I
Glow, just you can watch literally like in 4 hours. You can watch Glow. Anybody out there?
A half hour show.
It's an easy binge, and it's fun. It's entertaining as hell. You know, it's not the deepest show. It's not the greatest thing of all time, but it's fun. Well, it's really
entertaining.
It's really worth watching. Yeah. It really is. So that's kind of where we're at with that. I don't want to run too deep in time. We'll do some you guys can do 12 Monkeys next week, whatever. I want to get more into Globe Mike once you finish watching it. I know Preacher's out too. I haven't started watching it.
Preacher, it started season 3. Did you see
the first episode?
I haven't seen it. Did anybody see it?
I'm all caught up. I'm not like you guys. I catch it when it comes out.
Oh, excuse me.
you waste time watching Skyscraper and some other movie. I waste my time watching great TV.
First of all, The Rock trumps anything a preacher can give. This is
for excited?
Before we go,
I want to hear
about Skyscraper, dude.
You don't want to hear about Skyscraper, dude.
That's what I thought.
Come on, bro.
It's not bad. It's just the epitome of mediocre.
Is it like a fake like a cheesy Die Hard? Is that what it is?
This is what I said at the beginning of the review. When people thought this was going to be a Die Hard, I said this is Die Hard 5. Oh. This is this generation's Die Hard 5. But that was an overstatement. It's not that bad. I was joking around. It's not that bad, but it's just not good, dude. It's The Rock. I mean, The Rock.
It's no Jumanji.
It's not Jumanji. It's not Jumanji. But it's better than
Jumanji 2.
I'll put it to you this way. I thought Rampage was better.
Wow. Really?
And that doesn't say a whole lot farther than me, to be honest.
Not really.
It doesn't. It's disappointing. It's not worth it. Watch it at home as best. I would tell you this. So it means Chewie won't be watching because he only sees good movies.
Okay. No, Netflix, I see all kinds. I won't see Tao, but
Tao, dude. Samuel Jackson, you watch Tao? Hell no, motherfucker.
Are you going to rewatch Bright?
Rewatch or watch Bright 2?
Bright 2.
I'll watch Bright 2.
I liked Bright, so there's that.
I thought it was okay. It's better on Skyscraper.
It's not horrible.
You know, if that says anything.
Which
you know,
is great
I
for
mean,
Will Smith.
Not
that's
really.
Like that's a 5-star movie for Will Smith.
Oof, that could have been his second best July 4th movie that was released. That's a sad statement. But it's better than Black 2. It's better than Independence Day. And Wawa West and Hancock. Dude. It's better.
Let's bring up back a couple of notes before we wrap up the show. Sure. Obviously, there's a lot of shows, but this month is very light on new shows. I mean, we got Snowfall on FX coming out next week, I believe, on Thursday nights on FX, season 2. And I'm not sure if you caught season 1, but it was pretty good. And then Orange is the New Black comes out at the end of the month on Netflix, I think, on the 27th. Aside from that, there's not much new coming out. So if you want to catch up on shows, this is the time of the year to do it.
That's true. That's a good point. This is a good time to catch up on.
Very, very loud. I've been catching some filler stuff, but I mean, those are two notables that are definitely on my must-watch list.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but 12 Monkeys. If you can't, I mean, obviously, you haven't even started 12 Monkeys. You got to catch up all four seasons. But it ended. I mean, it was great. Great series. 4 seasons, beginning to end. It was great, man. Great stuff.
I always hear good things about that show. I really do. It's one of those. At some point, I will.
Yeah, now you know it's like 40 episodes. So you got to find 40 hours to binge, and it's worth it, dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, when it's got one of those lows, like, I'm done with the filler. Okay, now I got some time to sit down and watch some of this.
Exactly.
Goodness. But either way, so anything else you want to add, generally, before we sign off here?
I'm good.
Oh, I do have something to add. You know, especially the one idiot out there. English muffins are not English. They're American. Dumbass.
That's this idiot, buddy.
George, we miss you, big guy.
Yeah, exactly.
George? We want George here. What the hell?
George call me. We'll have George call in the next episode if he can get a kitchen pass.
Like he always said, he's got an open invitation at all times. Mike, anything else before you sign off here?
No. Shout out to Barbara Floyd. That's about it. Dennis Baratheon, how you doing, buddy?
All right. Well, gentlemen, it's a pleasure as always. Obviously, you know, everyone out there, thanks for listening. Catch us on Facebook, dropping all the trailers, reviews, all the good news is coming out. We got a lot of Comic-Con stuff. I'm sure Chewy will keep us a prize on next week.
A wig for today. Woo-hoo!
Which will be lots to talk about.
What movies you got coming this week, by the way?
A lot of post stuff. This week I got Equalizer 2, which I'm kind of looking forward to. I like the first one. First is good.
I love Denzel. I think he's great.
He's great. And I think Mission Impossible is coming up pretty soon, which I'm really excited about, of course.
Can I go with you, or you can't get me in?
Yeah. Okay, I'll get you in. I got to see where it's at. It might be down in Tour, though. I'm not sure.
Don't pull a repo on him, dude.
Dude, come on. Have I ever no-showed Jones to you? Ever?
No. Man. Repo.
I'm not sure what happened there, but we all popped.
Yeah, we went to go see Civil War, and... I had my name on the list, and these guys had the passes. But they're going, my name's on the list. Me, Mike, and Mike, you were my guests. And then so Peter and George waited around for like 2 or 3 hours, drove God knows how far to get to Aventura. And then since they were on the list, they had to go home. I was like, sorry, guys. I love
that
to join you.
With the red hair, remember? The big fat guy?
Nah. George, go home, make English muffins.
English muffins with paella, dude. Enjoy.
But that's all right, time we got either way. I'm running a little long, but again, everyone, appreciate it. Gentlemen, pleasure as always. We'll do this again next week. You guys take care. Peace out.
Peace.
Got it?
Yeah, hold on.